Welcome back here on the Sports Ticket on KD Country 94. Clint Hrenek joining us now, the head coach of the St. John's track and field teams there in Beloit at St. John's Catholic High School. First of all, thanks for taking a little time to join us here, Coach, to preview the season. You'll get things going today here in the Bennington Invitational. When you look at your group, though, what are some of the things that you've seen so far as far as your practices are concerned, and how are things going, and what do your numbers look like so far here this year?
Yeah, thanks, Dusty. Thanks for having me. No, I'm excited this year. We've kind of got a little lower number than we had last year. I think we have 19 out. 12 of those are freshmen and sophomore, and then we have 7 upperclassmen. So kind of a smaller team than we've had in the past and a younger team than we've had in the past. But so far, our practices have been great. I mean, we've only, with both teams making it to state basketball, you know, we didn't start track till about a week after that, so we'll have a whole 9 practices under our belt before we go to Bennington. But, you know, all in all, so far, I think the kids are working real hard. I think, you know, we've got 2 state returners from last year, Jane and Jonas Letourneau, and obviously I think they're hoping to get back there this year, and we've got a few other kids with some high aspirations that, you know, performed pretty well the last couple of years in junior high. So, yeah, so far it's been really good.
How much do you lean on maybe some of that state experience? Not maybe just the state experience, but just the experience that you have as a whole back with kids that have done this before, as you maybe kind of teach the kids in the practices and what you're doing here?
Yeah, I think it's huge to, you know, for me personally, be able to work with them starting in 6th grade and kind of build some of the fundamentals I want them to know then, so that we, you know, don't waste as much time doing that in high school. And then obviously Jane and Jonas and some of our other juniors and seniors have been out for 3 or 4 years and are really hard workers, and they just show up and they put the work in, and they're good leaders for our freshmen and sophomores. So like I said, it's been fun this year, and I enjoy seeing the kids that I had in junior high, you know, continue to strive to get better in high school.
When you go out to the first meet, when you hit the track and the field there in Bennington, what do you want to see from the group? What's something you're looking for as a coach? I mean, obviously, you're probably not looking for PRs at this time of the year, but what are some of your hopes here the first time out?
Yeah, just like you said, and I told the kids early on, you know, the way we train and the way we program is to peak at the end of the season and not to overdo it or to try to get ahead of ourselves. So, you know, we're just going to this first meet. I told the kids just kind of stay relaxed and go out there and give it your best. It gives us a kind of a good bar to start with. Even if you're not, you know, winning the way you wanted to win or setting the end of last season's PR, you know, we're in a place the kids are feeling fairly good, even though we haven't had much time. So just go out there and try not to be too nervous and just give it your all, and it'll set the bar to where we want to go the rest of the season.
I know you said you only have like 19 out, but are you fairly spread out with your events, or yeah, more field, more track? How's that look for you?
We're probably mostly track. I have just a couple, you know, 3 or 4 throwers and a few jumpers here and there. Probably I would say out of the 19, 8 are probably middle to long distance. Mm-hmm. A lot of the shorter stuff, a couple javelin, a couple shot put. I've got 6 girls. Only one of them is a thrower. And then, only one of them is a shot put or discus thrower. I've got a couple javelin throwers. And then 13 boys, and most of those are track or jumpy.
All right, Clint Hrenek, the head coach of the St. John's Blue Jay track and field teams. Coach, we certainly, again, thank you for taking the time and wish you the best of luck at the Bennington Invitational and moving forward this season.
All right. Thanks, Dusty.